Morning. Today's Tamba Basra is Yud. We are on the bottom of Tesamud Beis. We are starting today with Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. It's about 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud, maybe closer to 20 lines, but towards the bottom of the Amud. It's the second word in the line. It's Vamar. Okay. The today's daf is dedicated to the topic of Tzedakah, a continuation of yesterday's daf, which really takes us back to the Mishnah. Mishnah on Zayin Amud Beis spoke about the communal responsibilities that one has when you live in a chatzar, the communal responsibility of giving towards the fence around the chatzar, the wall around the chatzar, and then when you're living in a city, so the communal responsibilities that you have towards the city, communal financial responsibilities, and that led to a discussion of general communal financial responsibilities, which includes, of course, tzedakah. And so the Gemara launches into a lengthy discussion regarding tzedakah, a blend of halacha and agadah coming up over the course of today's daf. And we are beginning today with a statement by Rabbi Yitzchak. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol hanosein pruta la'ani, if you give a pruta to a poor person, mizbarach b'shesh brachos, so you're going to be subject to six brachos. V'hamefaisa b'dvarim, now if in addition to the giving the money, you're also nice to the person and you make him feel good, and it's not just a robotic act of just giving money, but you humanize the entire act. So then, mizbarach b'yudalef brachos. So then, you're going to be subject to 11 brachos. I know some prutalani mizbarach v'shesh brachos zichsev. Now, as far as giving giving the pruta to the ani, so automatically that gives you six brachos. So that is based on the pesukim in Yeshayahu. The Navi says, "Halo pros lach mecha," and the Gemara does not go through the pesukim step by step. So I have the Tanakh in front of me. I'm also not going to go through the Pesukim right now. It's but it's important, and obviously I'm going to highly recommend that you take a look in Yishayahu Perek Nun Ches. So the end of the Perek people are more familiar with, at least the Sfardim, Im Tashiv Meshabbat Raglecha Sos Chafatzecha B'yam Kashi. That's the end of the Perek. So that Sfardim say before Kiddush on Shabbos Day. But in the earlier part of the Perek, though, the Pesukim go on to describe that if you give food to the poor person, so, and then Azi Baka Keshacha Orech Va'avrecha Va'aruchatcha Mehera Titzmach Va'alola Fanecha Tzidkecha Kvar Hashem Yasfecha. And again, a high recommendation that you look at the Pesukim where the Torah, where the Navi, I should say, outlines six brachas if you give to the poor person. Va'aniyam Rudim Tavi Ba'ez V'chulei. And the Gemara Kisera Arum V'chulei. And the Gemara just simply basically says, and look up the Pesukim inside. And then if you not only just give money, but you make them feel good and you comfort them and you say words that make them feel better about their situation, so then you're going to get 11 brachas. And again, I'm going to highly recommend that you go through the Pesukim and you actually sit there and you enumerate 11 brachos that are said for the person who not only gives tzedakah to the ani, but also makes him feel good as well. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, my dechsev. And another statement by Rav Yitzchak, the pasuk says, Mishlei, Rodev tzedakah v'chesed, Yimseh chayim tzedakah v'chavod. That if you chase after tzedakah v'chesed, so what are you going to find? You're going to find tzedakah. And to which the Gemara asks a simple question in the understanding of this pasuk from Mishlei. Mishum derodev tzedakah, yimatzei tzedakah. So if you're chasing after tzedakah, so you know what you're going to find? You're going to find tzedakah. That's a little strange. So el olam alecha kol erodev achar tzedakah, kodesh baruch hu mamsi olo maos v'osem mehem tzedakah. So the Gemara says like this. If you are somebody who likes giving tzedakah, and it's something you're erodev, and you pursue it, and it's just something that you are obviously making a goal and objective in your life. So what Akash Baruch Hu is going to do is he's going to give you the resources in order to give tzedakah. Meaning so that if you're somebody who likes giving tzedakah, Akash Baruch Hu will make sure that you have what to give. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Akash Baruch Hu Mamtzi Lo Bnei Adam Amugonim La'asos Lam Tzedakah Kedei La'kabel Aleim Schara. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says a slightly different pshat in the pasuk, and that is that when you're giving tzedakah, so you really can't control the recipient of who the tzedakah is going to be. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that if you're somebody who really likes tzedakah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you the right person in order to give tzedakah to. And the Gemara says it in very strong terms, at least Rav Nachman Yitzchak does, and that is that you will receive schar. Now the implication of this is that if you're giving tzedakah to the wrong person, you're not going to receive schar. Now Rabba, on the other hand, darshan's as follows. The Navi, now turning to Sefer Yirmiyahu, says that they'll be mukshalim lefanecha, they're going to stumble in front of you. And Amar Yirmiyahu lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, afilu b'shar shekofim es Yitzrom mevakshin la'asot tzedakah lefanecha, even at a time when my enemies are interested in giving tzedakah. So, heichshilam b'vnei adam shein mehuganim kedei shel yikablu aleihem schar. So what I want you to do is I want you to be machshel them, and so that they give stuck to people who don't deserve it, so that they do not receive schar. So basically, what is that issue over here in the Gemara is that if you provide stuck to people who are enam uganim, who are just simply inappropriate people, so are you going to receive any kind of schar? You're going to receive no schar whatsoever, based on the drasha of Rabba, the Gemara quoted. So at least the way he's presenting the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, no schar whatsoever if you're giving tzedakah to people who are enam muuganim. Rav Yishuv ben Levi Amar kol haragel asot tzedakah zoche havien lo benim ba'alei chachma ba'alei osher ba'alei gada. If a person is accustomed is usually want to give tzedakah, so he's going to have children who are have the attributes of chachma, osher, and agada. The Gemara goes over all three. Ba'alei chachma dechziv. We're now on the top of Yud Amar Aleph. Yimatzei chayim. You're going to find life. Rashi on the very top says chayim. Uksiv gabe chachma ki motzei matzei chayim. The chachma is related to life. So that is explaining Bali Chachma. Next, Bali Osher. Dichsiv Tzaka Bali. I'm sorry. Dichsiv Tzaka. Now Osher, because we said Tzaka, like we said previously. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will keep giving you the means in which you're going to be able to give Tzaka. And finally, Bali Agada Dichsiv Kavod. And you're going to also be connected to Bali Agada because the Navi says the word Kavod. Dichsiv Hacha the Kavod.
The word Chochem and Chaim both add up to 68.
Oh, yeah? Chaim
is
68. Okay.
And Chochem is 68.
That's very good. Okay. Ksiv Hach, very good. Ksiv Hach, Kavod, Ksiv Hach, and Kavod, so you see that the connection between being a Balagada and having Kavod. Tanya, Haya, Rabbi Meir, Amar Yesh, Lola Baladin, Le, Ha, להשיב חבל המלאכה אם אלוקיכם אוהב עניים הוא ממנימה אינה מפרנסין. So, Rabbi Meir says the following dialogue could take place with the Bale Hadin. Now, Bale Hadin over here, Rashi says, top line of Rashi, so Rasha ove kochavim. In other words, somebody who is either just a bad person or non-Jew, cantankerous non-Jew. So you could have the following dialogue, and that is, "Im lekechem oev aniyim who mimneim ainim afarnasim." Kadosh Baruch Hu loves poor people so much, really. So why doesn't he support them? So Amar lo kadesh nitzol anu behem midina shel gehenim. Gives us the opportunity to be safe from Ganim. And this dialogue actually took place between Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Kiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the poor people so much, so why doesn't he support them? So Amalei, so this is Rabbi Kiva's response. So we'll be safe from Ganim. So Turnus Rufus says, listen, if that's the point, I could really argue that point, and let's consider the following. I'll give you a mashal so that you understand my point, says Turnus Rufus. Lamelech Basav Adam Shekasal Avdo, where you have a king who was upset with his servant, v'chashvu bebeis asurim, and put him in the jail. V'tziva alav shelo la'achilo v'shelo la'ashkoso. And the commandment was that nobody should feed him, nobody should give him drink, meaning I'm upset with him, clearly. V'alach adam echa v'achilo v'shko. And along comes a person and feeds him and gives him drink, and that goes against my wishes. That's not what I want. Kishishama Now, if the king hears this, you don't think the king's going to be upset? Meaning, clearly, I made a decree that he shouldn't eat and he shouldn't drink, and you're going against my decree. And the nimshal, pretty obviously, is that if we give tzedakah to the aniyim, obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu want them to be in a state of aniyus. And it's so to say as if we are violating the decree of a Kadosh Baruch Hu by giving him food and drink. Vatem Kriyim Avadim. And Turnus Rufus continues, and he says, and I know that in your Hashkafa, you consider yourselves to be Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemer Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. Okay, so this is the argument of Turnus Rufus. Rabbi Kiva is going to have a response. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Mashal Chamash Lamad Avadoma. So Rabbi Kiva says, look, I'll turn around the argument. I'll work with your mashal, but we'll make one significant change in the mashal. L'melech basav adam shekas abano. So there was a king who was upset with his son. So now let's just simply take the same argument, but replace Eved with son. So it's his very own son. And the king was upset with his son. And the king said, look, I'm not going to feed you. But clearly he doesn't want his son to die. And if somebody else were there to support his son, to feed him and to give him drink, you don't think the king is going to be happy with that person? Of course he's going to be happy with that person. Furthermore, the king is going to even send gifts to that person. So, v'anu kriyim banim dichziv, banim atem l'Hashem l'kechem. And we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Kiva says, okay, same mashal, but with one significant change, we're not avadim, we're banim. Now the truth of the matter is they're both right. Turnus Rufus was right and Rabbi Kiva's right. We're avadim and we're banim. And Amar lo, and Turnus Rufus actually knew this, and this is now his correction towards Rabbi Kiva. So atem kriyim banim v'kriyim avadim. You're called both. You're called banim and avadim. Bizman she'atem osim ritzon shel malchus atem kriyim banim. Uvizman she'atem osim ritzon shel malchus atem kriyim avadim. So when you are compliant, we are referred to as banim of HaKadosh Baruch. When we're non-compliant, so we're considered avadim. V'achshav ein atem osim ritzon shel malchus. And Turnus Rufus says, look, I have the empirical proof to show that you're not compliant. Just look around. Meaning, Turnus Rufus, Rabbi Akiva, Churban Beis HaMikdash. So clearly there was a lack of compliance on our part towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we are in fact called Avadim, not Banim. Just give me a second. So Amar lo Harehu Omer, Halo Pros L'Rav Lach Mechava Nimrudim Tavo Bayis. So now Rabbi Akiva's response over here is interesting in that he doesn't seem to argue this point of Turnus Rufus. Meaning, maybe Turnus Rufus is right in this regard, but still, to the basic question of how can we give Aniyim money? So, on this point, Rabbi Kiva says, I have an additional pasuk, and that is the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Again, we keep coming back to this perek in Yeshayahu, perek Nenches again and again, and Rabbi Kiva quotes, Harei u'omer halo peros l'rav lachmecha, v'aniyim erudim tavi bayis. You are going to give bread to the poor. And Amasai Aniyim Merudim Tavi Bayis. So when do we have Aniyim Merudim Tavi Bayis? Where the marauders, the rebellers are coming against the house? I don't know. Meaning that Yeshayahu is describing now. This is, again, Rabbi Kiva obviously living well after Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu is Churban Bayis Rishon. And, or right before Churban Bayis Rishon. And Rabbi Kiva is post Churban Bayis Sheni. So there's about 500 years separating the two, but Rabbi Kiva is pointing out, Obviously, Yeshayahu Hanavi is describing the situation right now. We're Merudim Tavi Bayis, where the rebellers are going into the house. Vikamar, and still, what does the pasuk say? It's the very same pasuk. Halo pros l'raf lachmecha. You got to give to the poor. So it's interesting because he doesn't really argue the point of Turnus Rufus, but he has another pasuk showing that, yes, despite the fact that we are not banim, but rather we're avadim, still there's a chiyuv to give to the aniyim. Yes.
I just wanted to say that King Rufus, his basic thing is that the king told the people not to feed them. But God never said to us not to feed the poor. Only God had a judgment on that person. So his arguments about the king said to eat it to jail, don't feed him, that doesn't go by us because God never said for us not to feed them.
Okay.
He made
fine. Fine, it could be. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shalom. The Gemara continues. We are in Yud Amud Aleph. We are about halfway down in the Amud, second to last mid-sized line. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shalom. Kishem Shem Nazosov Shal Adam Ketsuvim Lo Merosh Hashanah. Kach Chesronosov Shal Adam Ketsuvim Lo Merosh Hashanah. So at Rosh Hashanah, so the entire balance sheet is filled out for us for the entire year. So both the profit and the losses. So P and L. So, and Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how much we're going to get, and Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly how much is going to be taken away. Zachal Pros Rav Lachmecha. Now, if we're Zocheh, so that money that's going to be taken away from us, meaning the losses. So those are losses which are going to be applied towards tzedakah. Meaning, yes, I'm going to lose the money, but for a good purpose, for tzedakah. However, lo Zocheh v'anim murdim tavi bayis. However, if we're not Zocheh, we're going to lose the money anyway. Meaning, the balance sheet is the balance sheet. It's just that instead of the losses going towards tzedakah, the losses are going to go towards anim murdim. Right? I'm going to, the government's going to come and take the money. So, in other words, so it really just a question of how the losses are going to be applied, but they're going to be losses. Gemara presents a phenomenal agadata regarding this. Kihad demnei achle de Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. The Gemara quotes the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Chazalu bechilma, debal lemechzeh sheva mea dinare. So, a dream was appeared to him, meaning to Rav Yochanan Zakkai, regarding the assets of his nephews, and that they were intent on losing 700 dinar. Okay, that was going to be their loss for the year. And asinu shaka minay l'tzedakah. And so Rav Yochanan Zakkai kept telling his nephews, you know what, give tzedakah, give tzedakah, give tzedakah. And he didn't tell them about the dream. He just simply said, look, it's important that you give tzedakah, and you should give tzedakah. And he kept like giving them a musar shir every time he saw them. And Pashka Bayu Shivsi Dinare. And basically he got them to give 700 minus 17. So they gave 683 of their dinarim to tzedakah based on the encouragement of their uncle. Kimata Mala Yom de Kippur. Now when we got to Erev Yom Kippur, so Shtur de Bekasa Naktinu. So along comes the Caesar and takes 17 dinarim. So Amalu Rav Yochanan Zakkai lo titchilin shivsa dinari kapachai shaklinu minachu. So the uncle says to his nephews, don't worry, that's it. They're going to take 17 dinarim, they're not going to take any more than that. So Amalu Minayadat, so the nephew says to the uncle, how do you know that? So Amalu, so the uncle says back to the nephews, chamachazaluchu. So he says, I had a dream about you. And I knew that you were going to lose over the course of the year 700 dinarim. And so you gave 683 of it to tzedakah. And so there's only 17 more to take. So amalei va'amai lo amartlan. So the nephews had a taina against the uncle. You had a dream. You knew we were going to lose 700. So why didn't you tell us the number 700? And we would have, of course, given it all to tzedakah. So dinisvinu, and we would have given it all. So amar lahu. So Rav Yochanan Zakkai says to his nephews, amina ki echa d'te'avdu mitzvah lishma. He says, because I wanted you to do the mitzvah lishma. I wanted that you give the money simply because there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. That's it. And I didn't want you to tell you about the dream, and I didn't want you to know that the loss was going to total 700. And you would only give the 700 dinarim of tzedakah only so that you knew we were going to lose the money anyway. So I wanted the mitzvah to be lishma. Rav Papa Avasalik Bedarga. Rav Papa was going on a ladder, climbing up a ladder, ishtamet karai, by the maple. So one of the rungs on the ladder became uneven, unstable, and he was about to fall, and pretty much to his death. Amar, and he realized, he saw this as min hashamayim, which is how we should all be looking at it. And Amar Hashta Keini Chayiv Man Desani Lan Kemachal Shabbos Kovdei Avodas Kochavim. I nearly died like someone who's Mechal Shabbos or an Oved Avodah Zarah. Right? We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that nowadays Bizman is there. We don't have Mises Beis Din. We don't have capital punishment by Beis Din. We don't have Beis Din. To be quite frank and honest, we don't have a base of Mikdash, so we're not done dinei nefashos. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that basically what happens is that people die as a substitute for dinei nefashos. So, for example, your mechal Shabbos b'mezid, so you're subject to skila. So bizman is there, so there is no skila, but you're not going to be thrown off a ledge and have stones being thrown on you. But if you fall from a great height, so that's tantamount to skila. So he understood that because of his near fall from a ladder, so basically, that's skila. Now, who gets skila? So Mechal Shabbos, Oved Avodah Zarah. So basically what he's wondering is, I know I wasn't Mechal Shabbos. I know I wasn't Oved Avodah Zarah. So what did I do that basically is tantamount to that, or I deserved nearly such a fall? Amalechia barav midiftil rav papa shema ani bali al chav lo parnasasto. And so the suggestion was made by a colleague to Rav Papa. Perhaps there was a poor person who came to you and you didn't give him proper tzedakah. And so maybe it's the lack of giving tzedakah which is tantamount. And the Tanya Rav Yeshua Ben Karchan, the Gemara quotes a b'raisa, Omer kol amalim ein av tzedakah. If you hide your eyes from tzedakah and refuse to give tzedakah, kilo avod avodas kochavim, it is tantamount to avodas zarek. Siv hacha, he shemer lecha pen yedvar im levavcha b'liyal, uksiv hasam yatzor anashim b'nei b'liyal. So we have basically a gzereshava. However, it's obviously b'derech hadrush, not b'derech halacha, but we have a gzeirah shava linking the B'nai B'liyal to people who are over the avodah zarah and people who are not giving tzedakah. So just like over there, it's talking about avodah zarah, actual avodah zarah. So here too, by you not giving tzedakah, it's tantamount to avodah zarah. And that would be an explanation of why it is that you nearly fell to your death, because you were not giving proper tzedakah. Tanya Amar Rav Elazar Rav Yosef called Tzedakah v'Chesed Sheyisrael Osim Ba'Olam Hazeh Shalom Gadol Upraklitin Gadolim Bein Yisrael La'Avim Shebashamayim. So anyone who gives Tzedakah and Chesed in this world is going to be subject to great peace between the Jewish people and their Father up in heaven. Shnei Merkam Hashem Al Tavo Beis Mirzach Ve'Al Telech Lispod Ve'Al Tanud Lahem Ki Asafti Eshlamim Eis Ha'amazev V'Chulei Es HaChesed V'Es HaRachamim. So if we're involved in both Chesed and Rachamim, we're going to create Shalom between us and the Kosh Baruch Hu. Chesed, now the Gemara Darshan is the Pasuk that we just quoted from Yirmiyahu. Chesed Zu Gemilas Chasadim. So Chesed is a reference to being kind to others, doing kind acts with others, and Rachamim is referenced to Tzedakah. Tanya will enter another bright say Yeshua Sila Vovisikasili Galos. Hu Haya Omer Asara Dvarim Kashim Nivru Ba'olam. So there are 10 things that are more difficult, harder in this world. Meaning basically it's the Gemara's version of rock, paper, and scissor. If you're familiar with the game, fine. And if you're not familiar with the game, so then you could just ignore the reference. But anyway, so Kasha Nivru Ba'olam, Har Kasha Barzel. I'm sorry, Har Kasha. So the mountain is very hard, and Barzel Mechatzchel. But if you have nice metal equipment, so it could just basically dig up the mountain. It's Chai Gadya. So Har Kasha Barzel Mechatzchel. Barzel kasha, now the iron is very hard, but or mefafo. But then you get a good fire, and the fire could just simply break the metal, break the iron. Or kasha mai mechabin oso. The fire, of course, is very harsh, but water will extinguish the fire. Mayim kashim avim sovim oso. Now, water, of course, is very harsh, but at the same time, clouds that just seem somehow be able to carry the water. Avim kashim ruach mefaz rasam. Now, clouds are very hard, but then again, a good wind, and the clouds will be dispersed. Ruach kasha guf sovlo. Now, wind is very hard, but meaning the human being, is able to withstand the wind. Guf kasha pachat shavro. Now, the human body is very strong, but then give the human body a little bit of fear and a little bit of anxiety, and we're not so good with that. So, pachat kasha yai mafigo. So, what do you do about the anxiety? So, wine. Okay. In moderation, if I may add. Yeah, right, okay. Yain kasha shena mefachachto. Now, wine, of course, is very hard, not in moderation, so sleep is very good for that. Now, umisa kasha mikulan. Above everything and beyond that, so misa is the worst. Vitzutzdaka matzelas min hamisa. And so now in this, or however you want to describe it, rock, paper, scissor, chad gadya. So basically we have misa at the top of the mountain in terms of kasha. The analogy over here, the pun is really intended, because we started with the mountain, and then misa is on all the way on top of that. And meanwhile, and Staka is going to be able to save us from Misa. We in the Kodesh Baruch Hu have our basic distinctions. I mean, I'll start from the obvious, but the Gemara points out that there are other distinctions. Midas Basav Adam, Adam Evi Doron V'Gadol HaMelech, Safek Mekablam Osam Heimenu, Safek Mekablam Osam Heimenu. You present a gift to the king. He may or may not like it. He may accept it, he may not. Imtem Solam Mekablam Osam Heimenu, Safek Roa Pnei HaMelech, Safek Ein Roa Pnei HaMelech. And even if he likes it, are you going to see the king? Maybe. Possibly. Right. right? Adam knows in prutalani. So we to give one pruta to another, zocha makabel panei shchina. Hakadosh Baruch Hu accepts that, and we see the panei shchina shenemar ani b'tzedek achazeh panecha esbae behekitz munasecha. So we are able to have a private meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we give tzedakah. Rabbi Lazar Yaiv Pruta La Niva Adam Atzli. Rabbi Lazar would give a pruta to a person and then he would daven. Minig Yisrael is to give tzedakah during Pesukah de Zimra, and then obviously that's Pesukah de Zimra is kind of the warm up for our davening, and so we give the Minig Yisrael to give tzedakah then, and then afterwards then we're going to daven. And the Gemara says that it's a Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Yud, meaning today's daf. So Amar Dichsev Ani B'Tzedek Echazeh Panecha. So once we are b'tzedek, once we give tzedakah, so then echazeh panecha. So then we're going to have a one-on-one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we will have a private meeting. My esbaya ba'akitz menasecha amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Eil Talmid Chachamim shemenadid in sheina me'enayim. As far as the end of the pasuk is concerned, where we wake up to tmuna secha, so the Gemara says this is a reference to Talmid Chachamim who push off sleep from their eyes. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a certain amount of ziv hashchina, splendor in the world to come. That if you alone, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is chonein dal. He's going to give you. Is going to be gracious with you. So now, without the pasuk, we could not have said it. But we have a general concept when it comes to a loan, and that is that the love of the borrower is considered basically a slave to the malva, which is true. Meaning, somebody owes you money. Every time he sees you, he basically now is subservient to you. He's subject to you. Oh, I owe him the money. Oh, I owe him the money. Oh, God. And so basically, the Gemara quotes the pasuk that the eved is. I'm sorry, the love is like an eved to the malva. When we give to the poor, kaviyachol, we become the malve, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu now is the love. Now, he's not borrowing, understood, but, in other words, it's as if it's an act of lending to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and, again, without the pasuk, we couldn't have said it. Kaviyachol is as if we could say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is our Evan in this regard. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan Rami Ksiv. Rav Yochanan notes the difficulty in the following pasuk. Lo yo'il hon b'yom evra v'tzedaka tatzel me'mavet. So your wealth is not going to help you on the day of anger, and tzedaka is going to help you on the day of death. Uksiv lo yo'ilo atzros rasha v'tzedaka tatzel me'mavet. So the storehouses are not going to help you. However, tzedaka will help you on the day of death. So shtei tzedakos ala lama. So there are two tzedakos referenced in these two psukim. Achash matzilaso mi misa mishuna v'achash matzilaso mi dina shel gehenim. So one will save you from a very unusual death, and the other one's going to save you from dina shel gehenim. Ve'ezu shi matzilaso mi dina shel gehenim. Which one of them is going to save you from dina shel gehenim? Ha'udichsiv bei evra. So that is the pasuk that uses the word evra. Dichsiv yom evra hayomahu. Which one of them is going to save you from an unusual death? So nosna ve'ena yodela mi nosna, where you give it and you do not know who the recipient is. No love ve'ena yodela mi mi no la, and the person who's taking it does not know who's giving it to him. So if we can conceal the identities of the giver and the receiver, so the Gemara says that is going to save you from misa mishuna, from an unusual death. And the Gemara says, I'm sorry, let me do that again. Second line down on Yud Amud Beis. When you give, but you don't know who you're giving to, that is exclusionary from Mar Ukva. And then, no love, taking it, not knowing who you're taking it from, that excludes ourselves from Rabbi Abba. So Rashi over here quotes the Gemara in Ksuvos. See the second line in Rashi. Rav Ukva v'Rabbi Abba Maseches Ksuva. So Mar Ukva havishad el ania de shavavuse kol yuma arbe zuza b'tzinar de dasha. So what Mar Ukva would do is he would go around the town, identify the poor people in the town, and he would give four zuzim every morning in the doorway of the people who were poor. So they didn't know who was giving it, but he, the giver, knew who was receiving it. Excuse me. And Rashi continues, Rabbi Ava Havitzayer, Besudra V'shadel Achare. Rabbi Abba did, his practice is that he would take a backpack with money, put it on his back, and so now, and he would not turn around. And basically he would walk around whether he knew there were aniyim were, but without looking behind him, he basically allowed the aniyim to take the money from his back. So the aniyim who knew who they were getting it from, but he, the giver, did not know who he was giving it to. So basically what the Gemara is saying is that these are good forms of giving, but they're not optimal. The optimal form of giving is when both the giver and the taker do not know the identity of the other. Now, there's only one way that can happen. And that, of course, is if there's a middleman. But the Gemara now is about to point out that it's only going to work if we trust the middleman. So the Gemara is, and the Gemara makes exactly this. So the Gemara says, well, just say over the Gemara. La fugim min demar okva. No, I didn't mean, I'm sorry. La fugim min deraba ama. Ve'ela hechle aved. So the Gemara says, so how do you do that? So how do you give where both identities are concealed? Leisiv la arnik yishol tzaka. So you have to give to a arnik yishol tzaka. You have to put in the pushka. Meaning, but putting the pushka is not enough. Obviously, someone has to be the distributor. So basically, you have somebody anonymously giving, and the middleman anonymously handing it out. So the Gemara says, Meitzvah, the Gemara challenges, Ma yasa adam v'yelo banim zecharim. What should a person do in order for him to have male children? Rebbe Lazar omer yufazim ha'osav laniyim. So Rebbe Lazar says, you should give tzedakah to the poor. Rebbe Yeshua omer yismach yishol l'dvar mitzvah. Rebbe Yeshua says that you should make a special effort during Tashmish Amita to please your wife. Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov omer lo yitin adam prut l'arnik yishol tzedakah elayim kei mamuna alaha kerbi chananya ben trajon. And Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov says that in order for you to give to Pruta, to Arnik Yishol Tzedakah, you want to give to the Pushka? Yeah, but only if the person who's appointed over it is as trustworthy as Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. Otherwise, don't do it. So basically what we just learned together is that, yes, it's wonderful to give tzedakah in a way where the giver doesn't know who the recipient is, or the recipient doesn't know who the giver is, but only in a situation where you really trust the middleman. So the Gemara says, fine, we're not changing anything what we said it previously. So Gemara says exactly. So the only way, in other words, yes, this is the optimal way to give tzedakah, but the only way you can do this is that if you have a middleman who you trust as much as Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Okay. And to a certain degree, obviously, he serves as a shliach, but the shlichus over here is not critical. What's critical over here is the concealment of the identity. Famously, the Rambam records that there are 8 levels of giving tzedakah. The Gemara doesn't use the terminology of 8 levels. That's the Rambam organizes that information. But the highest level, says the Rambam, is if you give somebody a way of supporting himself. Rambam says that's the highest level of tzedakah. But next after that, the Rambam writes, is that when the money is given from the giver to the recipient, where neither of them knows of each other's identity. Obviously, the Rambam got that from today's daf. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Bamet Tarum Karen Yisrael. So the Gemara quotes more Agadata. Conversation takes place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. So Moshe asks the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so how can we be uplifted? So Amar Lo Bechisisa. So his answer is very simple. Kisisa. Meaning, what's the beginning of Parshas Kisisa? So you're going to give. Machzis HaShekel. Everyone's going to give. V'amar Rabbi Abahu Shalu Shlomo Ben David. And by the way, parenthetically, the word Tisa actually means to be uplifted. So, and that's how we become uplifted by giving. Amar Rabbi Abahu Shalu Shlomo Ben David Ad Heichen Kochel Shel Tzedaka. Can we fathom how powerful Tzedaka is? Amar Lam Tzur Uma Pirish David Abba. So he says, look, my father authored a great book. Perhaps you're familiar. It's called Tehillim. And he says, and we'll read a little bit, and you'll see how powerful tzedakah can be. Pazir nasan levyonim tzikaso medelad. Kanun tarum bechavod. So the pasuk in Tehillim says is that if you distribute and give to the poor, so your tzedakah is going to be everlasting, and karnotarim bichavod, and you're going to always be in honor, in a state of honor. Rabbi Abba Amar Me'acha, him Ramem Yishkon Mitzudos Alaim Miskavolach Mon Asan Me'mav Ne'emanim. So Rabbi Abba arrives at the same conclusion, but quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu. So we will be elevated. So as long as we are giving out bread and water, how is it that we become elevated? So because lachman asan me'mav ne'emanim, exactly for the reason that we give out bread and water. Amar Rabbi Abba Shalosh Shlomo Ezu ben Olam Haba. The Ash Shlomo HaMelech is going to be a ben Olam Haba. Amalam kol shecheneged zekeinav kavod. So the Gemara says, as long as you provide the zak in the proper covet. Ki had Yosef bereid, Rav Yeshua chalash. So Rav Yosef bereid, Rav Yeshua was very sick and in gid, and he had a almost miraculous recovery. So he was extraordinarily ill and recovered. Amalei avu amai chazis. So basically, sounds like from the Gemara, he had a near-death experience, and the father said, so let's hear, what did you see? So Amalei olam hafuch reisi. So he says, in my near-death experience, I saw a world that was upside down. Al yonam lamata v'tachton lamala. Those who are in this world are on the top, and the olam ha-emes are on the bottom, and vice versa. Amalei olam baru reisi. So the father said, no, that was not an upside down world. You just saw the world with clarity. So, and where are we? Meaning, where are the Talmid HaChachamim? So, So, thereby, Talmid HaChachamim, so just like they are regarded in this world, so too they're also going to be regarded in the world to come. And I also overheard the following. Fortune is the one who comes here and has Talmud in their hand, meaning has a good handle on the learning that he did over the course of his life, a lifetime. Certainly an excellent plug for Chazara, for the constant review of Gemara, of all the Torah that we learned. V'shamat Yishayomrim, I also overheard them say, Harugemachas ein kolbir yechol la'amod b'mechitzasam. That anyone who was king, who was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, so they have a special place in the Olam HaEmes, where nobody can really stand where they're standing. Now the Gemara says, now is this a reference to Rabbi Akiva? So Mishum Haruge Malchus V'Sulo. So the Gemara says, look, Rabbi Akiva was killed Al Kiddush Hashem, as per the Gemara at the end of Brachos. The Gemara says it's true, but that's not the only reason why he has a special place in the Olam HaEmes. So the Gemara says, no, the point actually is better stated by, I'm sorry, the Gemara says Pshita, that's obvious. B'lav Hachinami, even had he not been killed Al Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Akiva would have had an extraordinarily special place in the Olam HaEmes. Ela Haruge Lud, we're talking about the Haruge Lud. Rashi over here goes over the Gemara in Tanis. Gemara in Tanis and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says that there was a gzera that was decreed up on the Jewish people. The Bas Melech was killed, and the Jewish people were suspected. And these two brothers, who quite frankly, Rashi reminds us, didn't have much going for them in terms of Zechuyos. So they stood up and they said, we're the guilty party. They weren't the guilty party, but and they were killed, HaKiddush Hashem. And Rashi says that's what the Gemara is making reference to when the Gemara says is that that's all they did. And meanwhile, they have a place in the Olam HaEmes that most people are not going to have. Tanya Amar Lam Rav Yochum and Zakeh L'Talmid of Bini Ma'usha Amar HaKosov. Rav Yochum and Zakeh says the following to his students. I remind you of the following pasuk. Tztaka Teramim Goy V'cheseloomim Chatas Ne'eneh. So the tztaka is going to elevate a nation, and kindness to the nations is going to be a response towards chet. Rabbi Lazar Amar Tztaka Teramim Goy. And now, how do you understand this pasuk? And so the Gemara is going to give numerous explanations of this pasuk. So Rabbi Lazar Amar Tztaka Teramim Goy L'Yisrael D'chsiv Mikam Chayisrael Goy Echad Baretz. So in terms of the stuck uplifting a nation, it's not just any nation, but specifically the Jewish people. V'chesed lo'omim chatas kol tztaka v'chesed shumos ovdi kol chavim osim chetu lahen. And meanwhile, chesed that's done by the umos ha'amim, so it becomes a chet. She'inam osim elali hisgadel bo. They're not doing it for any type of altruistic reason. They're doing it just simply as a self-serving practice. Kamosha Amar, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Ezra, Dai lahava me'akrev v'nichochin la'loka shmaya, umatzan l'chaya mako v'nohi. So the king tells Ezra, would you do me a favor? Would you daven on our behalf so that we can live? Udaven ha'chilav tzedakah gemuri, the Gemara says, and what's so wrong with that? Meaning giving tzedakah so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find favor with us. That's fine. And the Gemara says it's acceptable. Gemara quotes the Braisa, we saw the Braisa back in Tanis as well, that if a person says, I'm going to give tzedakah so that my son will be healed, or that I get a portion of the world to come, so you are considered tzedakah gamur, meaning tzedakah is most unusual in that when it comes to all other mitzvahs of the Torah, so you do it simply because it's a mitzvah, and you should not expect any type kind of reward for doing that mitzvah. In other words, it just simply has an intrinsic value. Masha'inkin, when it comes to tzedakah, in addition to having an intrinsic value, also you can basically bargain and negotiate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you could say, look, my son's very sick, I'm going to give tzedakah so that he heals. And the Gemara in Tanis and the Gemara here, same Gemara, say that that's fine. The Gemara says it's stronger. The Gemara says, you are a tzadik gamor. So the Gemara says, so, that pasuk in Ezra that we just quoted, showing that when the goyim gives tzedakah, so it's self-serving. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that, presumably. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha, kam yisol kam ba'ovikochavim. So the Gemara says the difference is between yisol and ovikochavim. Now, how exactly does that work out? So again, I turn to Rashi, and I read the Rashi. Kam yisol kam ba'ovikochavim, Rashi writes, Yisol da'atan l'shamayim, ben yechia ben lo yechia. Meaning that the Jew fundamentally, when he gives tzedakah, he understands it's for the sake of shamayim. The son lives, the son does not live. Einu mahara achamidas adin. Truth of the matter is that obviously, I'd like it if the son was healed, but either way, I'll accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's din. On the other hand, says Rashi, "Ava akum einam nosim ella amanas kain v'imlav mischaret." But when it comes to the akum, so they're going to give, but only for the purpose of the remuneration, for the reimbursement of whatever they wanted. And if it doesn't come, so then they're going to regret having given altogether. So therefore, for them, there is simply no altruistic point in them giving. They're giving just simply for the purpose of self-serving, and they regret if it doesn't work out in the way they want it to. Okay. Continuing in the Gemara. Sorry. Yeah. Nana Rabbi Yeshua Va'amar. Okay, and as I pointed out, this pasuk that we saw from Mishle, Tzedakah Teremim Goy, so the Gemara is going to give numerous explanations, so this, we'll call this number two. Nana Rabbi Yeshua Va'amar Tzedakah Teremim Goy Elo Yisrael. So the beginning of the pasuk in Mishle, we're going to say, like we said previously, and that's a reference to the Jewish people. Dichsiv mikam chayisua goyechad v'chesed. Sorry, goyechad v'chesed lomim chatas kol tzedakah v'chesed shumos of dekochavim osim chet ulahem shein osim ela kedei shetimashech machusan. They're doing so only so that their machus will extend and continue. Okay, it's not radically different than the previous pshat, but still, it's a subtle difference. Shenem lahen malka maki shaper alaych. The pasuk in Daniel, which quite frankly we went through just recently, where basically Daniel gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar. Remember, that's why we quoted the pasuk earlier. So he gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar, you should give tzedakah, and that way you'll get a little bit of an extension in terms of your reign. And that's exactly what happened. Nebuchadnezzar gave tzedakah, and he had an additional year that was added to him. So that was our second shot in the pasuk. Now we have a third shot. Now, so again, so the starting point of the pasuk is the same, according to Rabbi Gamliel, and v'chesed lomim chatas kol tzedakah v'chesed shakum osim chet hu lahen shein osin ela lihis yaher bo. So again, similar idea, but a subtle difference. The goyim, when they give tzedakah, they do so only to be arrogant. Anyone who has arrogance goes right to Gehenna. Shenemar Zayd Yahir leishemo, the zayd from the word zadon. So the person who is intentional and is arrogant, so late shmo is really a late, and osa be'evras zadon ve'inevra ala gehenim. Second time today's daf, that the word evra is connected with the word gehenim. Shenema yom evra yomahu. Amar amigamli adain anutzrichin lemoda'ai. But Rami Gamliel admits, however, that in terms of the pasuk and Mishlei, we really could use the pshat of Rabbi Eliezer Hamodai. The Rabbi Eliezer Hamodai Amar Tzaka Torah Meim Goy El Yisrael Dechsev Mikam Chay So Goy Echad and Chesed Lomim Chatas Kot Tzaka VeChesed Shakam Osim Chet Hulahen Shein Osin Ela Lecharef Osanu Bo. Going good sucker, but they do so basically to rub it in our face. Shenamar v'yavo v'yas Hashem kasher diber ki chatasam l'Hashem v'lo shamatem b'kolo v'ayal lachem hadavar hazeh. So basically, the rubbing in our face is the fact that they're giving the tzedakah and not us. Nene Reb Nechunya ben Akana v'amar.
Any different than the one?
Again, these are all similar ideas. There are subtle differences. Okay. Nene Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. This is our fifth shot in the pasuk. V'amar tzedakah t'ramim goy v'chesed liYisrael ula umim chatas. So. Amar lehem Rabbi Yochanan mezak l'taminim nirin divrei Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana midivrei midivrei umidivrechem lefishu ono sein tzedakah v'chesed liYisrael ulakum chatas. What did Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana do that was so significantly different than everyone else? He basically moved the comma over by one word. In other words, everyone else had the comma after the word terom emgoy. Right, tzedakah Torah Meim Goy, comma, and what he did is he said tzedakah Torah Meim Goy v'chesed. That is liYisrael, and for the umim it was just chatas. So mechlal dehunami amar mahi detanya. So the Gemara says now, Reb Nechunya ben Akana, who made a comment, obviously he also darshan the pasuk, and the Gemara says yes, he did. Amar lam Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakeh kishem shechatas mechaperes al Yisrael, kach tzedakah mechaperes al umos haolam. Just like when we bring a carbon chatas, that provides for us a kapara. When the non-Jews bring tzedakah, that provides for them a kapara as well. Segues into tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow we're going to talk about a kapara that is for the non-Jewish people, and that is by them giving tzedakah. We'll be more specific in tomorrow's daf. Okay, an entire daf today, daf Yud and Baba Basra, dedicated to the topic of tzedakah. I'd say a good percentage of it, the majority of it being agadata, but also some halachic points sprinkled in as well over the course of today's daf, but a continuation of the significance and the importance of giving tzedakah.